Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome everyone to today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. My name is Cassandra Jobe, the presenter of today's broadcast, which is hosted by Philip Spinga Ajisafe. He is also today's speaker. Today's topic for discussion is the poison of pessimists. To avoid any background interference, we ask that you please put your phones on mute while listening. May the Lord bless his ministry. Thank you.
Thank you. I welcome our listener for today's broadcast, and I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that as we listening, we are going to be blessed. As the presenter just said, today or tonight is the poison of the pessimist. The poison of the pessimist. Before I just start this thing, I want to just give us the clue of what we mean by what the broadcast is about. Every creatures created by God has a purpose. For a man that were created in the image of God, there is a purpose. Sometimes we call it the destiny. To do with background, the culture, the environment, there is a destiny. But this nature that I've just mentioned, background, culture, environment, have an influence given this goal or destiny. Somebody said, destiny is the ultimate diviner of life, not history. Let me repeat. Destiny is the ultimate diviner of life, not history. History does not remember the intent. History always remembers the outcome. That means our destiny of in life does not end history is about. But we cannot separate the history from this destiny. Just like I said, I'm not going to go into detail of what history is. The history is just a narrative of an event. But the destiny, which is the ultimate diviner, define what person is. Don't make mistake. There is a difference between ambition and destiny. But you can relate to your ambition to your destiny. Destiny is progressive. Ambition is what your passion is about. But this diviner or that divine the person is that destiny. Whether somebody were able to frustrate, were able to fulfill the destiny or frustrated it. I pray unto God Almighty to help us to be able to discover our destiny and be able to fulfill our destiny and to help us in life to frustrate the devices of enemy against our destiny in Jesus' name. You know, before I go to the scripture to establish this thing, I want to let us know that nature does not lay snares for the creatures, but the heart of man. Nature does not lay snare, does not lay trap for the creatures, but the heart, that is the skill, the scheme of man. For instance, a bird is not taken into a trap by chance, but with the fowler's design. So the providence of God prepares trouble for sinners, and it is in the work of their own hands that they are snared, thinking that, oh, I'm better than this. There's nothing like that. The Bible said all of us are fall short glory of God. Even the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 20, make us to know that all of us, even if you think you are doing righteousness, if I'm thinking that you are doing something nice, we are sinners. And I want to encourage us, as the listeners, we listen to the poison of the pessimist, that we should not always give in to the circumstances. Man is created in the image of God. What is the poison? Poison can be defined as a substance that causes injury, illness, or death. Could be especially by chemical means. It could be something destructive or fatal. It could be any substances that can impair functions, cause structural damage, or otherwise injure the body. See, poison, destiny. I won't be able to go too much detail to just let us know, but I will just give us some points about the what I listed to be the plan of poison, purpose of poison, program of poison, or something else. But remember, poison could be any substances that can impair, that is impair, function, or cause structural damage. Passion, my ambition can be impaired by this element. I'm not talking necessarily about witches and wizards. I will establish this thing in the Bible, and we will see that this thing is real, and it is the enemy of man's achievement or fulfillment of their destiny. Then the other thing I want to define is pessimist. As a noun, it could be pessimism as an adjective, but pessimist. A pessimist or pessimist can be a person who habitually see or anticipate the worst, or disposed to be gloomy, that is darkness. A pessimist can be a person who habitually see or anticipates the worst, or an adherent of the doctrine of pessimism. An adherent of the doctrine of pessimism. And then I can divide this into B. Pessimism creates an atmosphere of wholesale negativism. We are nothing but the bad side of everything is emphasized. You see that? Pessimism, or a person that always creates an atmosphere of everything in life. When you want to do good, when you even try, they can never see your effort. He always hold on to the adherence of the belief of negativism. We are nothing, but the bad side of everything is emphasized. Oh, cannot be done, because you don't have this thing. And if you don't have this thing, because that is how it's supposed to be, sometimes they will say it is obvious, and that is it. That is pessimism. Because human being is composed of body, soul, and spirit. And the most of our passion, which is emotion, is subconscious. But our destiny only can be appreciated physically. Unfortunate thing is that man is helpless in the very essential three aspects of his life. Spiritually, one, two, healing our hearts, three, fixing the injustice we often endure. Man, bless, though we might not agree, but it is obvious. Spiritually, I have a passion to be good. Just like the Paul said, within me, I want to do good, but how to do it, I know not. Healing of our heart. Remember the definition of poison, that it could be very destructive. It could be fatal. It could cause illness or death, injury. It is only the mercy of God. Thirdly, man is helpless in fixing the injustice we haven't endured. For a pessimist who always emphasizes on the negativism, he never sees any goodness in the other person. Even sometimes, a pessimist is an enemy to himself. You see, it is only God that can help man in that we just find ourselves when we lost the perfection of our nature. I will use a very good example in the part of human nature that even the Bible just corroborated to be deadly, even deadly poison. And this is tongue, our tongue. I will read in the book of James, chapter 3. I will quickly read from verse 1 to verse James. If you know and you want to check it out in your Bible, James is in the New Testament. From verse 1, quickly to 10. My brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment. For we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body. Indeed, we pass his mouth, that they may obey us. And we turn their whole body, look also at sheep, although they are so large and are driven by fierce winds, they are torn by a very small rudder. Wherever the pilot desires, even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. See how great a forest a little fire kindles, and the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it devised the whole and set on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire by hell. For every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and creature of the sea is tamed and has been tamed by mankind. But no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. With it we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. You see, I have this summary, just to summarize what I read, just by from verse 7 and 8. No man can tame the tongue. In fact, there is no, I've done the experience, like, I mean, research. There's no man that can tame the tongue. The instincts of animals can be subdued through disciplining and punishment. But the simple nature that inspires evil words is beyond our control. Only the work of the Holy Spirit within us can bring this destructive force under control. Remember, the poison of the pessimist. And like I told you, as the Bible just established it, we just see how deadly it is. If you read the book of Genesis, chapter 49, when Jacob wanted to bless his children, the Bible says he blessed his children. But you will see that not all of them he blessed. Even to the firstborn, Reuben, of what he did, he cursed him. Even to some of the, Levi and Simon, he said, "Cursed be your anger, the poison of the pessimist." And out of this tongue, we just always trying to say things. We praise God. We bless God. We curse human beings. What man does not know is that beyond the world of phenomena, perceived through senses, lies the real invisible world, the essential world. This is where the divine works. And what is seen in our nature is governed from it. We are created in the image of God. Like I said, that nature does not lay snares for the creatures, but the scheme of man make it to be so. You see that even within the number of men, there is one part that is so small that man cannot even control. We send negativity to our life. And with this part of this body, we try to pray unto God. With it, we just try to pass judgment against our brother. And with this tongue as well, we try to embrace people and to praise them. You know what? We do not know that. Sometimes, the mind of man, the thoughts, the faculty of thought, and the heart, the seat of emotion and passion, the reason differently. Because when a 5-year-old baby dreamy see himself to be a king or be in the battlefield, and the people will be looking at him that, what are you talking about? Because the passion and emotion is subconscious. And the way, the reason is different from the mind, the thoughts. And there's no one that controls the subconsciousness. Because it does not behave in a logical way. And our heart, the passion and emotion does not think in conformity with the way our mind, the thought, always thinks. Because what we have to know is that sometimes when we have our thoughts, it becomes an image. When you have a dream, we have the vision of symbol, symbolic symbol. But the interpretation to the dream might be different from how we want to interpret it with our thoughts. And if we are not careful, our reasoning might even be negative and subdue the destiny. I have many examples. Even my life story is a testimony. My father's story is a testimony. But we have that, we hear that one later. Tongue is chemically combined by God. Poison could be an element or a compound. It could be living, it could be non-living. The Akai has to be with our thought and our listening, that is, our mind, because of our plan. The plan of poison, just like I've read it in the book of James, the plan of poison is to destroy. Even from the definition, it's to destroy, of injury, even to terminate our destiny. Then the purpose. Poison is not friendly, even in the natural world. You see some people taking overdose. It's some percentage of medicine that's supposed to do some good can become harmful. And if care is not taken, can cause death. That is the same thing that we are discussing about, that nature does not lay snare for a creature. If we have the power of Holy Spirit in us, we can manage this tongue, just like the Bible says. If we go through God with humble hearts, He can give us, even if we have been in the venom of this poison, God can bring healing. You know, like I said, human beings were helpless in three essential parts of his life. That is ritual, healing of our heart, and fixing the injustice we often endure. You know, I don't want to go into that. Then the program of poison is gradual. It could be fatal instantaneously, gradual. Then I have some features of pessimists too. The mark of the pessimist, most of the pessimist, motive of the pessimist, and the might of the pessimist. Because of our time, I will just corroborate this from the definition, pessimist, and I pray to God to give us illumination. Like I've defined the pessimist by dictionary, that I'm an adherent of the doctrine of pessimism, which is a tendency to stress the negative or unfavorable, or to take the most darkness possible view. Oh, you can't do it. And you just come to it. Oh, your expenses is more than your income. Therefore, you cannot sustain this. Or the injustice that human beings, we always often endure. In some part of the world, you borrow money to have a house. You will be paying some mortgage in some area. You have your own money. You build your house still. You are so subjected to one thing or the other. But the injustice is that those people that say helping, you find out that there's no way helping. Can we do to liberate ourselves in this poison of the pessimist of life? In the book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 7. Matthew, chapter 12, verse 7. But if you had known what this means, I desire mercy and not sacrifice, you would not have condemned the guiltless. We have to call unto God to have mercy on us. Thank you for listening. And I believe we shall be blessed by his word. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. Please tune in for another broadcast on November 10, 2013, on which the topic will be Mongoose, the snake killer, at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please tune in, and may God bless you. Thank you.